UniCredit's parent company and the Italian bank's German and Austrian subsidiaries reached a settlement with American regulators for violating sanctions against Iran, Libya and other countries between 2002 and 2011. The banks will pay a $1.3 billion fine. The German subsidiary also pleaded guilty to steering at least $393 million through the American financial system on behalf of sanctioned entities. It is the second big penalty for sanctions busting recently, following a $1.1 billion fine slapped on Standard Chartered.
The Chinese economy grew by 6.4% in the first quarter, year on year. That was a bit better than markets had expected, possibly reflecting the easing of trade tensions between America and China. The negotiations on a deal to resolve that conflict are in their final stages.
Publicis undertook the biggest acquisition in its 93-year history when it agreed to buy Epsilon, a digital marketing agency, for $4.4 billion. The deal goes some way in helping the French advertising group, which counts Saatchi & Saatchi among its assets, to meet the challenge posed by Google, Facebook and other online advertising platforms.
Jet Airways' share price plunged amid reports that it would have to cease all operations. The Indian airline is beset by a funding crisis that has left some staff unpaid since December and led to its aircraft being seized by creditors. It recently cancelled all its international flights.
The ripples from the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft following two fatal crashes continue to be felt across the airline industry. American Airlines cancelled all flights on MAX jets until mid-August. It had hoped to find substitute planes. That came after Southwest, which has the largest fleet of MAX aircraft, extended its flight cancellations.
Disney took the wraps off its new video streaming service, entering a market dominated by Netflix and Amazon. Disney Plus will launch in November in America and in later months worldwide. It will feature Disney's own rich catalogue of films, as well as the Marvel, Pixar and Star Wars franchises, and cost half as much as Netflix. Disney is clearly no Dumbo when it comes to price wars.